Welcome to Explain the Prophetic, where each week I give you a prophetic perspective, and we sometimes have interviews, and we're looking together for how hearing God's voice can change not only our lives, but the world around us. You can hear God, and as you build that connection, your whole life will change. Remember to follow me at social media, at Sean Bowles, or subscribe to this podcast. Welcome to my podcast, Exploring the Prophetic. My name is Sean Bowles, and I get prophetic perspectives or words where I talk to you about things that will encourage you each and every week on Sunday mornings. We release these on both podcasts, but also on our YouTube channel, which is really active and thriving. So make sure to visit us there as well. Today's prophetic word is, I believe God's saying to many of you today, I've put comfort in your life that you've been too afraid to receive. You've called it maybe a distraction, but I'm going to call it a gift. And I'm going to refresh your soul and restore your joy and remind you that I care about every part of your life, not just the spiritual looking parts of your life. And let me walk with you through beauty and through laughter and through peace. Stop feeling guilty. Buy the puppy. And that's kind of a funny statement, but I really did feel like the Lord said, buy the puppy. It's not for everyone to buy a puppy, but it's a thing that he's put things on this earth right now to comfort us. And some of us are overlooking them because of the imbalance of where culture is taking these things, or where human gets addicted to entertainment or screen time. We sometimes think we're more spiritual by fasting from it all versus participating with a God who wants to comfort us through these very things. And so if this message is for you or for someone you know, make sure to share it with them or make sure to tune in for the whole thing. Well, have you ever felt guilty for enjoying something for that God created you for? I mean, I know he created so many things for our good, like taking a nap, watching a show, and yes, buying the puppy. And this week, we're going to break off religious guilt and hopefully reclaim comfort as a sacred gift. You were made for joy. And some of your deepest healing may come through the simplest pleasures. And if you let yourself receive these pleasures, you actually get closer to God when he inspires them. And before we go further, make sure to use our hashtag MyTurn on YouTube, and leave us a comment on how we can pray for you if this word is your word. Also, subscribe to the channel so you can get all of my weekly prophetic perspectives and stay encouraged all the time. So let's go. This is going to be an important word for some of you. I know for me, because I grew up with a religious background as a second generation Christian, I didn't know God as the comforter unless it was comfort through a worship experience at church or another service or service to a church or service in my own life to devotional times. And I didn't see God as a comforter through nature. And I love nature so much, or through a video game in the right time with the right balance around it. And God uses so many things for our comfort. God is the God of all comfort. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. And that means he doesn't just comfort you through scripture, worship, though he, of course, does those things beautifully. He also brings comfort through companionship, through creativity, through rest. Again, beauty and nature and animals and music and food and cozy moments with people or pets that you love. And somewhere along the way, many Christians were taught to view comfort as sus, or a suspect is another way to say it. And as if only suffering proves you're spiritual, but spirituality paints a richer picture. Even in suffering, God is still pouring out his goodness. I love the scripture. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. We've been watching King David series, the House of David on Amazon. And so I've been reading a lot of the Psalms. Like, this is Psalms 23:5. David still had enemies, but what did God do? He set a table anyways. Comfort's not a distraction. It's the evidence that God's near you in the midst of everything else in life. And I think that's huge, that we can, as Christians, find comfort in things that not everybody can find comfort in because of their trauma or because of what they're experiencing in life. And yet God puts things in our life that speak of his nature to us. We got to talk about dualism a little bit, because it's a real trap. And dualism basically means that you think that if it's not inherently with a scripture tag on it, it's not spiritual. And so therefore it's worldly or secular, and it's not something that God is using as profoundly as the things that do have a label that may be a scripture attached. In other words, if I play the guitar, it's bad unless I play it for God in a context of worship or in the context of singing just to him. And here's the issue many of us have on that knowingly absorbed dualism. It's the idea that the world is split between sacred and secular, that unless something, again, has a Bible verse on it, it's not from God. That if something feels good or looks beautiful, it must be a temptation or a distraction. And this is not what the Bible teaches at all. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, or the fullness in it. Psalm 24:1. God didn't just create spiritual things. He created all things. And he created the ocean and laughter and animals and food and art and friendship and sports and the puppy. And he called it all good in Genesis 1:31. And the early church, especially under Greek influence, started labeling certain things unholy unless they had overt spiritual value. But Jesus broke that system. He ate with sinners. He turned water into wine. He took naps, thank God. He told stories about farming and business and family drama, and not floating orbs of light and abstract theology. everything's sacred when it's surrendered to Jesus. And that's a huge point because of some of the imbalances and because of, you know, culture right now, many of us spend 4 and 5 hours per household member on screen time in an unfocused or kind of a brain rot sort of way. And so we've demonized all of it versus looking at it and going, what can God use through that, through the screen time we should use and that we should be comforted by? The Holy Spirit is a comforter. I don't know if you know that, but that's one of his primary purposes that Jesus declared him to be, as a comforter and not just like a big blanket over you, but it's who he is in his nature. So why is comfort a holy thing? Because the Holy Spirit is literally called the Comforter, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Comforter to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth, John 14:16-17. And although we know truth in itself is a comfort, and Jesus, of course, was referring to that, he was also saying that one would come. That word Comforter, I can't say the Greek word, but it's something like parakletos, means one who comes alongside, who encourages, who strengthens, advocates, and is present. And this is God's nature, to come close when we're hurting, come close when we're going through things. And many of you are going through things right now, financial stress, health issues, broken relationships. Maybe you're grieving something you thought would happen that hasn't. Maybe you're carrying emotional burdens silently and no one even knows about it. But God's not saying suffer in silence. He's saying, let me comfort you. Let me bring you peace. Sometimes through my presence, sometimes through people. Sometimes through the dog licking your face when you want to cry. I mean, that's just reality, is that God uses these things for us. Jesus wept. Jesus rested. Jesus withdrew from crowds. Jesus allowed himself to be anointed with oil and celebrated with laughter and food and song. Why would we deny ourselves the same holy humanity that Jesus had? Sometimes we think, you know, if we don't see a movie like The King of Kings, which is an awesome movie, loved it, you know, which is a cartoon movie that's about Jesus's life, if we see something else that speaks to us or it helps us to unwind or de-stress, that, well, God's not using that. That just is part of a human product or a human byproduct. No, God created these things because he knew we live in a world with many troubles. He created these things to help us. And I think some of us don't receive that as help from God. We look at it as very secular or worldly, but there's so many things when you study trauma therapy that de-stress you and take trauma out of you that aren't the inherently spiritual things. Yes, you could walk into a Catholic mystical retreat and maybe that would help you, but ultimately there's things in our everyday life, going to the ocean or the beach and getting touched by God at the ocean, the beach, by walking in the water and having, I've heard psychiatrists say 15 minutes at the ocean can actually take out a week of stress out of your body emotionally. And it's like therapy. And we look at some of those maybe facts. I don't know if that one's an exact fact or not, but the exact scientific facts of what grounding ourselves in the ocean does, or in sand does, or in grass does, you know, touch grass instead of, you know, being addicted to forms of pleasure that cause us to actually get out and disconnect from ourselves and relationships and from God, but looking at things that comfort us, and they may still have pleasure in them, but we don't celebrate them, or we don't get addicted to them the way that the world does, because we have a guidepost of the Holy Spirit. When you look at some of these facts that science has caught up to about the way things can de-stress us, the way things can decompress us, the way that things can distract us in healthy ways, and how we are given this whole world around us to help us process our relational journey with God, then it really brings a lot of freedom. So maybe you should buy a puppy and let God use it. You know, here's where it gets funny, but true. Some of you need to hear this. Again, buy the puppy, book the trip. There's so many things that, you know, you need to do. Maybe go to the concert, watch the movie with your spouse. These moments are not wasted. They're gifts. And every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. This is James 1:17. Some of these things are a perfect gift for you at the right season, at the right time. And the key is not avoiding comfort. The key is not idolizing it. Do you hear that? Avoiding it doesn't help you, but idolizing it will destroy you. And that's the part where it's looking at and going, wow, thank you, God, for that movie. My wife and I just saw Pride and Prejudice 20th year anniversary edition in the theaters for our 13th anniversary. And she'd never seen it on the big screen. And it was just such a bonding moment, because it was a movie she loved before she was married and that she watched over and over and over. And then we got to see it together on the big screen again. And it helped to define our marriage, our 13 years, and helped us to celebrate it in a way that going to a church service never would. It was like a gift of a romantic movie that helped us. And I think that God as a comforter, God as a creator, God as a protector, God as a developer, he loves that. There's a big difference between escaping through comfort versus receiving it as a form of connection or healing or or presence. And when the Holy Spirit is in the middle, what looks ordinary becomes deeply spiritual. You know, a bowl of soup with a friend can heal a wound. A slow walk with your dog or just with your spouse can quiet anxiety. And a great show can awaken your creativity or your passion again. And I think we have to not take that for granted. You know, for the religious mind, we have to let go of guilt. I know some of you were raised in such a religious mindset that you've only been taught that pain produces holiness. We got to break that lie. Paul didn't just talk about suffering. He talked about contentment. Jesus promised peace. David sang about delight. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37, verse 4. And no, delight is not just reading commentaries and volunteering 7 days a week. It's also enjoying the life that God gave you. It's delighting in him through the gifts and the relationships that he's put in your life, maybe through the puppy. You know, 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 4 says, praise be to God, our Father and Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles so we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from our God. So in other words, as you receive comfort, it's going to help empower you to have empathy, to have comfort for your coworkers, for people you don't normally have energy for in your family, for people that you don't have a grid for because you don't understand their suffering. And all of a sudden you apply that comfort that God's given you, that love that is giving you through some of the relationships you're in, or that music that's giving you so much passion, or that hobby that's been so developing, and that you take the comfort from that and you apply that same comfort to someone in your life around you. And it's so powerful, not just poetic. This is identity. God is the God of comfort. It's his identity, and he doesn't tolerate your need for comfort. He moves towards it. He's not tolerating you. He's not just like, oh, they need something. It's his joy to bring you comfort, and he multiplies comfort again, so you can give it away. I love John 14, 16. It says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. And I just bring that up because I want to pray over you that God, who is the comforter, would come to you. In this season, maybe you need a lot of comfort in a certain area. Some of you might, again, have experienced just so much suffering in something. And God doesn't just leave you there. He uses the things in your life to really comfort you. And God's not asking you to live a joyless life to prove loyalty or something. He's asking you to live a full one, led by a spirit filled with comfort and open to his surprises. And I want to pray that this is a week that you stop overthinking your joy and start receiving it. I mean, that's so important that you start to receive the joy that God's put in your life. So let's pray. Holy Spirit, and if this is your word, make sure to hashtag my turn and tell us what to pray for you for specifically. But for all of us, God, we pray that we'd be able to receive your full comfort, not just the comfort we receive at church, and thank you for that. We're so grateful for that. Not just the comfort we receive from our Christian friends. We thank you for that. Not just the comfort we receive from praying and doing our devotional time. We thank you for that. We have so many comforts, but also the comfort you give us from quality time on the weekends with family, from playing a sport, from playing a video game, from watching a movie, from listening to music, going to the concert, going to the event, going to the show, being in the kitchen cooking, whatever it is, God, that we would also celebrate those moments, that we would look at those as joy. Look at those as decompressors. Look at those as places that you do things in our soul that sometimes direct work doesn't do. God, we just receive the comfort that you have all around us. And we pray that we wouldn't have religious guilt about it, but that you would bring our life into balance if we need it, God. Take the imbalances out of our life. Lord, convict us about places where we've allowed pleasure to substitute relationship or intimacy. But God, at the same time, I pray that we wouldn't have so much religious guilt that we couldn't participate with what you put inside of us to bring us alive. There's certain things and colors and sounds and people that are going to bring you alive that God's put in front of you that have no extroverted religious expression. They're just here. They're just part of God's spiritual nature on the earth for you. And I pray that you would be able to receive those good and precious and wonderful things that help you to think of the good and wonderful, precious things above. God, I pray that there would be just moments where your spirit would bear witness that the things that we're finding joy in or enjoyment in are from you, God. Thank you that we don't have to have the counterfeits of sinful nature patterns and things that the world presents to us as good and pleasurable, but they're false pleasure. They're hedonistic for the sake of finding pleasure. And that's not who you are, and that's not who we are. But you give us things to find more pleasure in you and find more pleasure in your identity and ourselves through you. And I pray that you would help us. Help us to be in that journey, God. Help us to enjoy what you're putting inside of us. Maybe you're telling us to buy the puppy or the cat. Maybe you're telling us to spend more time at the gym. Maybe you're telling us to do a hobby that we haven't given ourselves permission to do, or spend money on a vacation that we didn't give ourselves permission to go on because of maybe religious mindset, or because of not allowing ourselves to sow or invest back into our own place of peace or our own place of rest. But God, give us, whether we have time poverty and we don't take the nap, or whether we have financial poverty and we don't take the vacation, or whether we have just guilt associated with taking care of animals or having a hobby. Lord, would you just deliver us and allow us to fully have joy? And those of you who already have joy in those areas, those of you who are always comforted by something that God's put in your life, I pray that you would multiply the effect. God, multiply the effect. Use us even more in our lives. Thank you for what you put inside of us. Thank you for what you put around us and outside of us. And Lord, let us live in the joy of those things and set the table in the presence of our enemies, God, that we could still have a full five-course meal in the Spirit that would bring us great joy in the midst of seasons of suffering, in the midst of seasons of hardship, that you would bring us great comfort. And we receive that from your nature. We receive that from you, Jesus. Amen. And if this message meant something to you, make sure to tell us. Tell us in the comments below. Or if you're listening on podcast, you can write us at bullsministries.com. We have a web form you can fill out. We want to hear from you about how this, your prophetic journey type themes that we're presenting to exploring the prophetic really impact you. We also would love your support. We're a nonprofit ministry. And of course, we grow because you help us to grow and our impact and our influence. And we're reaching hundreds of thousands of people every week. And we would love to be able to do that with the most excellence as possible. And we need your support to do that. And so you can give a donation by going to donate.bullsministries.com and send us on that journey and be part of it by inheriting through all of our spiritual fruit. We love you guys. And we'll see you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.
Thank you for listening to Exploring the Prophetic. If you want to learn more about hearing God's voice, come over to my website, www.shawnbowles.com. That's S-H-A-W-N-B-O-L-Z. I have many resources for you there, like some on hearing God, like my best-selling book, Translating God. I have prayer books on breakthrough and provision to help you to have more language to talk to God. And we even have a devotional on this series called Exploring the Prophetic. I also want to invite you to spiritually grow by joining our online thriving mentoring community, where we have 12 four-week live classes a year on subjects that will shape your relationship with God. Themes like hearing God's voice, dream interpretation, deliverance, and so many other spiritual themes from expert teachers. And I personally get to train you in my prophetic monthly mastermind live group if you join. Plus, when you join, we have an amazing online community with a spiritual growth pastor who will lead you in weekly groups to practice what you're learning. Go to bowlsministries.com or shawnbowles.com and click on mentoring community. See you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.